Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Transelectrica conference call. Transelectrica invites you to Transelectrica 2016 third quarter financial results, hosted by Mr. Tony Tao, CEO of Transelectrica. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Tony Tao, CEO of Transelectrica. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Walid. Hello, everybody. My name is Tony Tao. I'm the CEO of Transelectrica. I'm assisted by Mrs. Cristina Stoian, the Financial Director, and Mr. Adrian Șuța, which is Investor Relations Officer. I will present in 10 minutes the results of Transelectrica for the first 9 months, period 1st of January to 30th of September 2016. Elaborated financial statements elaborated under the International Financial Reporting Standards. They are elaborated standalone, so unconsolidated, and are unaudited. As you could see from the presentation, from the reports provided by the company on the stock exchange and on our site, our revenues are lower than the same period of 2015. The amount is 1,898,000,000 lei, so a decrease of 14.3%. EBITDA decreased also with 15.5% to the amount of 505,000,000 lei. And also the net income decreased with almost 30% to 213,000,000 lei. The profit allowed segment was reduced mainly because of the lower tariffs applied in 9 months 2016 as compared to 9 months 2015, as per the annual tariff reviews first at 1st of July 2015, when the transmission tariff decreased with 6.8% and the dispatching with 17.6%, which impacted the first half of 2016 year versus first half of 2015, and again a new decrease of the tariffs on 1st of July 2016. The transmission decreased, the tariff of the transmission decreased with almost 11%, 10.8%. The dispatching increased a little bit, 11.1%, impacting the third quarter of 2016 compared with the third quarter 2015. Also, on pass-through segment, we, as you know, the presentation we held in August for the first half of the year 2016, we incurred a loss in first quarter, and due to legally imposed additional purchases of backup generation for January and February 2016, and was fully offset in the second quarter of 2016 due to low purchase price in the market made by our commercial department. And of course in the third quarter turned to profit as prices in the backup capacity market continue to decline. So we have a profit of 34 million lei for 9 months 2016. Should have been zero because it's a pass-through segment, so this 34 million lei maybe will be decreased in the next period, quarter four, or if we are speaking about the third billing period year, which is 1st of July 2016 to 30th of June 2017, as you might know, there will be a government decision for covering the backup reserves for January and February 2017. In this respect, will be issued very soon, this government decision, which will include also some other technological services, backups for Electrocentrale Galați, CET Galați, Electrocentrale Bucharest, and Veolia Energie Prahova, CET Braj, for the functioning on alternative fuel, which is oil, and also on the gas. For the first 9 months, the power consumption was 40.6 terawatt hour, a small decrease of 0.3%. Still, this 0.03%, in fact, it's currently the difference between this year up to date to yesterday compared with last year. Power production was also decreased with 3.6%. The amount is 43.9 terawatt hour for 9 months. Also, the net export was decreased to 3.3 terawatt hour, decrease of 31.8%. The consumption was decreased mainly in the third quarter, 2.2%. When the first quarter with the consumption was higher than previous year, 1.6%. And the production, the biggest difference was in the second quarter, minus 4.7%, and we recovered in the third quarter where it was 2.1%. The consumption, the hourly average consumption was 6,170 megawatts, a small decrease of 0.7%, while previous year was 6,220 megawatts. The production hourly average was 6,673 megawatts, compared with last year, a small decrease of 4%, when was 6,948. The export, as I explained, was 3.3, which was split in export, meaning the net export was the difference between the export 5.90% and import 1.94%. And also the cross-border capacity usage was lower, with Serbia was 65% compared with 96% the previous year, 9 months. And for Hungary was 68% compared with 98% the previous year. Which this resulted into a revenue, into a smaller amount of revenue from interconnections capacity allocation. The production mix for these 9 months, we had the production of renewables 14.5% compared with last year 16.2%. Hydro a little bit higher, 31.2% compared with 28.4% last year. Nuclear was similar, constant, 17.3%, this year also 9 months last year. 23.1% coal, this year decreased compared with last year when was 25.9%. And gas, higher this year, 13.9% compared with 12.3% last year. The net renewable energy sources increased a little bit from 4,138 megawatts to 4,368 production capacity connected to our grid. Transmission grid input volume was 31.88 terawatts, and we incurred losses lower than previous year. The percentage is 2.32% compared with 2.41% last year. The volume billed for grid offtakes, which is TL, the load tariff, was 39.2 terawatts hour, a small increase of 0.7%, while last year was 38.9 terawatts hour for the first 9 months. The grid losses, which are speaking also the percentage, which was decreased compared with last year, the total value was 0.74 terawatt hour. We had also better prices compared with last year. The average price for purchasing the energy was 174.3 lei megawatt hour compared with 179.5 lei megawatt hour in 9 months to 15, split in four market 160.8 lei megawatt. Day-ahead market 151.7 lei per megawatt hour and 318.3 lei per megawatt hour coming from balancing market. If we see also the financial results, the debt position, we have a gross financial debt current portion included of in amount of 649 million lei. The net financial debt is 137 million lei, is net of cash, which means the cash is the balance from the new connection fees, which is 21 million lei, cogeneration clearing activities, which we take out, 140 million lei. We are only manage the scheme, the support scheme, and the money are for the payment of the suppliers for cogeneration, heating and also energy producing, and cross-border rent income booked under investment reserve, 75 million lei. So these were not included in cash, so the net financial debt is 137. Calculating based on our financial covenants, banking covenants constraints, we have a maximum debt level given these covenants, 2.9 billion lei or 2.4 billion lei, depending on the calculation of our covenants. So the minimum it's allowed is 2.361, almost 2.4 billion lei. This is my presentation. Now we will go to the question and answer section. Please go ahead, I'm listening here, and we will try to answer to your questions right away. If it is not possible, we will note and we will come back with an answer today or tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Catalin Diaco from Rafisin. Please go ahead.
Hello, I have several questions. The first one would be, how do you see the trend in consumption by the end of this year? I mean, at the last meeting you said that you see the volumes flat year on year, but in the third quarter there was a decrease. The second one is regarding the CAPEX guidance for this year. What would be the final figure? The third one related to the project with the Republic of Moldova. What is the outlook for the project given the political events going on there? And the fourth one would be if you have any updates on regulation. I mean, you said that you would come back with some more news by the end of this month. So has anything happened there? We could know.
You are speaking about the regulator changes or what?
Yeah, exactly.
So are all these four the questions from your side?
Yes, these are all the questions.
We'll start explaining to you. The first question was related to the consumption. As you remember, the first half of the year, I invited Mr. Virgilio Ivan, which is our director of DEN, dispatch, National Dispatch Center, and he made a statement, but of course the statement was based on our expectations, our calculations, that we of course estimated an increase of the consumption, including quarter three, but also quarter four. But as you see, the quarter three had a smaller or lower consumption compared with last year, so it was 2.2% compared with last year. For Q4, in my opinion, because I already explained that I'm monitoring daily the consumption and also the production, now we are at the 0.03% difference with minus, of course lower, but not significant compared with the same period of last year. So I think the trend, because we are on 15th, so we have only 45 days left to the at the end of the year, So we don't expect higher or lower. We expect to be the same like last year. This is the trend which we observed, so no big impact on consumption. The second, are you satisfied about this? You want more details?
No, I'm satisfied.
Yeah. Okay. CapEx plan. For the CapEx plan, we try and we have our plans and we transfer the information to the regulator that we expect to catch up to some extent on the under deliveries reported in tariff years number one and number two, because we declared other figures higher to the regulator in order to catch up in this period. And also, please don't forget that we are speaking about the period of 1st of July 2016 to 30th of June 2017. So our estimation is to go with only a small difference below 4.55%. So compared with the expected, not more than 4.55%. But not CAPEX, we are speaking here about the commission. Because CAPEX is not, in my opinion, interesting about our calculations related to the tariffs. So in the bar calculation, RAB, regulated asset base, are included only commission put in functionable fixed assets and intangible assets. Okay, we go to the third question, CAPEX, Republic of Moldova. I've been on previous week 4 days in Republic of Moldova, and we, the company, Transelectrica, we want to invest. There is an investment plan for the interconnection line coming from Vulcănești to continue to Chișinău. And there are investments around 200 million euro, which we want to invest. It's the line itself, 150 kilometers overhead line, 400 kV, and also back-to-back substation, 400 kV to 330 kV. And also the modernization of the Vulcănești substation, and also a substation, new substation of 330 kV in Chișinău. So total amount is 200 million. We are in this phase in negotiations and discussions with the government of Republic of Moldova how to split and how to use and which form to use in order to go in a partnership with Republic of Moldova for construction of this project. Do you have still questions related to this subject?
No further questions.
We also want to see after the elections which we observed on Sunday, which are the new trends. And we would like also to invest there, but we are 100% sure that every money we spend there has to be recuperated, has to be recovered through tariff or other scheme. The regulatory changes, we don't have any discussion regarding the any changes to the tariffs, and of course,
if I may jump in,
please. I invite my colleague Adrian to help me in this matter.
So the most recent regulatory developments in terms of changes to the transmission price setting mechanisms, it was basically an uplift to the existing tariff setting framework. It wasn't really a fundamental change to the way tariffs are calculated and approved by the regulator. We still have the same formula in place, the same regulated cost base, and the same calculation process that leads to the transmission price. We had several changes, minor changes, proposed by the regulator, among which I think it's worth mentioning that we'll not be charging location-sensitive transmission prices anymore. We currently charge transmission prices based on a price list that is sensitive to location, so basically production facilities in Romania and consumption and the consumers pay different transmission prices based on their where they are connected, where they have their physical connection to the grid.
But this, as you know, starting 1st of July 2015 has been decreased and remained only in four zones. Therefore, the intention of the regulator is to cancel this generation tariff, in fact, and to move everything from load tariff.
Yes, so that wasn't really a significant fundamental change to how transmission prices are calculated and approved by the regulator in Romania. As I have mentioned, it was more like a facelift.
Okay. It rests nothing to be specified regarding any change in the regulation until the end of the third regulatory period. We don't expect. Other
thank you.
Person? Thank you also, Cătălin.
We have no other questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad.
I didn't understand very well what's your final figure related to the CAPEX for this year and the regulated and the commissioning. I didn't understand very well the figure. What's the final figure for this year? What is the level of the commissioned investments by the end of this year?
So, as you know, we disclose the information related to the bar, to the RAB evolution, which was previously 240. Currently, we cannot disclose the other amount because it's only transmitted to the regulator, and the amount increased only to recover the losses, in fact, the undelivered items from the previous period. And I explained that based on this amount, only 4.55% we will not be able to, as per our estimations, to fulfill for the third year, billing year for the third regulatory period.
Okay, thank you. And I have another question related to the temporary gain from the technological system services. Do you think it will be reversed in the fourth quarter, or on the contrary, it would continue to help the final the bottom line for this year, as happened last year?
We don't know yet. It's a matter of new prices. How will be the prices for this period? But we expect to be in the same range of 34 million. So with no impact in quarter four.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you also.
We have no other questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Cosmina Ivana from Swiss Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Another question. It regards the grid losses. How can you improve the grid losses costs? Because I know that for this year there were made I don't know ANRE decreased the tariffs also because of the grid losses, because the difference, the grid losses price, the acquisition price was was much above the level agreed with the ANRE. How can you improve?
We already discussed, and we are in discussions with the regulator related to include also the balancing market in the scheme in order to increase a little bit the price. Because currently it's 80%, as you know, from the forward market, and the spot market only 20%. So if we want to include also the balancing market, then the price will go up.
Okay, thank you.
So we are under discussions with the regulator regarding this aspect.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other questions to address to Mr. Tony Tao. Back to you for the conclusion.
Yeah, if there are no other questions, this means that everything is fine. I observed that one person already estimated very well 34 million lei, the supplementary backup reserves for the... I know who is, but I don't want to disclose. I congratulate her, it's a she. So thank you very much for your attention and for your interest in Transelettrica. Speak with you next year when we will present the results for all year. Thank you very much again. Bye.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.